So this week, as I mentioned earlier, I got to go to New Orleans for a couple days, which was, it was a lot of fun, lots of good music. And I like adventures, so I decided I'm just gonna walk along the street, it was Royal Street in the French Quarter, and just see what I can see and, you know, just be open for any adventure. And I encountered this beautiful soul named Magnolia. And it's kind of one of those, like, I wasn't quite sure about, you know, this going into the store, but it was beautiful scarves, and I'm addicted to scarves. And so I thought, I'm gonna go in and just see what happens. And I have to say, in those moments, in that time that I was able to converse with Magnolia, that it was almost like, almost like a divine moment or God moment, I call them, the unexpected ways that we see God in our lives. And it reminded me of when I first started chaplaining. And I, you know, they always ask, what are your goals? What are your expectations through your training? And I said, I want to be able to see the image of God in one another. And those people that are those harder to love ones, that, you know, the outcasts of society, those that are going through really hard times, I want to be able to see the image of God, because I hold to that belief that we are created in the image of God, and we are able to sit with people unlike ourselves. Because in those moments, that's where the Creator gets creative, as you might say. And as I was working with this and working with the text, I thought of how it is revealed to us, how God is revealed to us, and how in our humanness that God lives deep inside all of us. And despite our humanness, despite our brokenness, God still loves us. So the moment that led me to think about the text for this week, and it was redefining our understanding of the vastness of creation. And we start with the psalm, because every verse in that, there's a lot of praise going on. There's praise the moon, sun, and stars. Praise, sing all you stars, sun, heavens and earth, waters, and the sea monsters and all the deeps, fire and hail and snow and fog, all that. Everything almost is listed in this praise. And I was like, wow, that's a lot of things praising God. So why am I not praising God every moment? It's one of the questions I had. And then we see Peter opening and broadening not only his understanding of God, but also challenging the Jews to kind of think about how their view is more narrow than the openness that is asked of us. And then Christ imploring those that he's witnessing to love one another. Just as I have loved you, as the Father has loved me, so love one another. And each section that was kind of rolling around of our readings, just figuring out how that works within us, how God works within us to, as I say, open our eyes, open our ears, and open our hearts. I think there's a time, I know for myself, where I purposely had to ask God to knock down those walls that might be holding back that love, that vision of love, that vision of the image of God within us all. And it didn't happen overnight. It's one of those gradual things that as I was able to let go of my prior understanding or vision, that God was like, knock down that wall for you to reveal this, knock down that wall for you to reveal that. And till all the walls that I had pre-built were knocked down. And that was able to allow me to be not only a better person, but a better chaplain in the hospital. And just to see those moments that came from encountering other people and truly seeing that beloved child that was put in front of me. And it's nice. It was kind of freeing when that closely held beliefs or those understandings were loosened. But I just loved in the text how we are given new commandments that we love one another. And that expresses the grace that we are given because God knows we're going to mess up at times. God knows that we're going to trip and it's going to be spectacular, even in the form of a flattened pine cone, that we'll trip. But God holds us up, loves us, and helps us go forth with that vision of how to see the image. And as I was saying, that God yearns for us to see his creation in new and unexpected ways. Yearns for us to explode the understanding like a stick of dynamite and to see the beautifulness in that brokenness and the pieces of the mosaic that gets formed from the brokenness. And it evolves within us. Each time that we are able to a little more open our eyes, that image is, that beauty is shining forth for us. And I like the idea that in the beauty and in the humanness of us all, and despite our humanness, God still extends grace and love to us and yearns for us to love one another. And for me, as I was saying, it wasn't a really fast, like, ta-da! It was a slow and percolating thing to get me used to the idea. And then that revealing, continual revealing, so that I could see the beauty in those that weren't like me, that don't come from the same background as me, don't hold the same theological views as me, that I can see the beauty of God in them and relate to them in that those moments. And it's like when the levee breaks, it just floods us. That peace and calm that we ask for floods us and helps us get through the next moment. And for us here in this community and beyond, I just pray that God keeps opening our eyes so that we can have those moments. Those moments, those God moments, where we encounter God in one another, in difficult situations that we might face, that we can see God in those and know that God is holding us up and walking us forward. And that we can encounter the Trinity each and every day of our lives. Amen.